Hey guys, this is Queens Unapologetic, Mello and Trina. Welcome.
What's up?
So tonight we are talking about, is it Monday motivation or can we just talk?
We can talk. We can put in some motivation. We usually do here and there.
Here and there.
I think all our talk is motivation.
Alright, so. Wow. We're not going to talk about relationships today.
Not yet. That's deep, deep.
It's stressful. And a lot of people don't want to hear about that right now.
Nah, not yet. They got to get to know us a little bit first. Because we wild.
Yeah, it's a little wild. We're crazy. So, I'm kind of wondering about how this year is going to end. The holidays. Everybody's pretty mellow, which I'm liking.
Yeah, like it's new, like, you know,
thing. Family oriented.
Yeah, it's like that whole like year, it's been like, okay, well now we're at home, now we gotta like get new hobbies, we gotta like better ourselves, we gotta do all this stuff, but like it was a time to like, you're with your family, like if you stay with your family, you know, whoever you live with or by yourself, but like if you do have people that you're with, then you're with them 24/7 if you weren't already, like,
yeah,
you're bunkered down with them, like hear every little thing, smell every little thing, like
quarantine has brought people together. This whole situation has brought people together.
It has.
I'm happy in a way the election went the way it did, but then I'm still like, we shall see how this goes. Yeah. Interesting.
It has. I mean,
it's interesting how people's minds are working. It's pretty cool. I like it. It's positive.
Yeah, it's ending on an up note.
In a way.
This year, you know.
I know a lot of people aren't working and still kind of in a funk.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, hopefully this all eases up. We're less stressed. People are actually being nice to each other for once.
Yeah, like,
which is interesting. It's interesting to me.
It is.
Some. I'm not gonna cuss. I promised myself I was gonna watch my language.
I'm not.
I would have already cussed. It's already. How long has it been? 2 minutes. I don't wanna. That's
three
minutes. All right, we gonna see how long this takes.
I mean, don't feel bad if you do. It's how we talk, so
I'm not gonna feel bad. I'm not. But yeah, we're next year is gonna be, hopefully, a great year for everybody.
It'll be a good year for us for sure.
Yeah.
We're out here making moves, starting a podcast.
Yeah, getting shit done.
Doing our...
That's the one thing. You should always have a backup plan. Backup plans. Have a hustle. Do something.
Just have, multiple. Like, it's having a backup plan. You just have a plethora of things that you can do. Like, didn't work. If you like, have a skill, on to the next.
Trust me, your skill could go off into different avenues.
Yeah.
Don't stay stuck.
You could combine things. Like, you know, like even just our idea about an art studio. Like, we have so many friends who do music and sing, rap, produce. We have other friends who do other artistic things. Yeah. Like, we could bring them all together eventually. Like,
eventually.
Like, in the long run, like, that's my idea. Like, yeah, we have our shit during the day, but then nighttime, like, that, all right, that's when, you know, you come hear some music, come hear some poetry, come hear some, you know.
And we will be doing artist calls on this podcast.
Yeah.
So if you are an artist and you're one of our friends, don't be a stranger. DM me. For real. I'm not kidding. I'm always for helping other artists. So
yeah.
It's always, we have to network, we have to get out there, and we have to be tools to each other in a way. Don't be a lame ass artist friend. Don't do that. Lame ass artist friends don't go nowhere.
No. If you're lame, then just be lame and stay away.
Yeah, stay away. Just don't. Because every artist should make money.
They should. I mean, that's... I was just talking to my uncle, like, last week about, like, intelligence. Like, we pay artists all the time. Like, and people don't think of artists as being smart people. Like, you pay somebody to design your buildings.
Yeah,
to pay somebody to design your cars. Yeah. You pay somebody for that art on your wall. But you don't think we're
smart.
No.
Which is
crazy. It's the starving artist, the hippie, the bum. Like,
if you really want to know, most artists are very smart and very intelligent and have a very high IQ. Mm-hmm. That's why we're so antisocial. hint.
Introverts unite separately in your own spaces.
We are very outgoing at the same time.
We have our moments, our spurts of like being talkative or being outgoing or like wanting a spotlight
with other artists that are on our level.
Yeah,
if you're very into, like, I meet so many smart artists that is mind blowing, and I always wonder, like, where did that starving artist come from? Is it because we're highly intelligent and we don't really value material things, because we know that's not what brings you happiness at the end of the day? Like, my view on material things is different from other people.
Yeah.
And I know that, but I have a very high IQ, so so the way I look at like certain things is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
that's a good thing, though. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I think that's why we're such good friends, because we're not the normal anything.
Nah.
We're not normal for where we come from. We're not normal for our genders, for how we look, for what we've been around. Like, we're...
Yeah, we're not...
Unapologetically us.
Yeah,
like,
which is a
we're
great
just
thing.
Us. Like, who we are. Like...
That's one thing that I can say. Where we come from is a little bit different.
True.
Which we're a mixture of certain... cultures. And
which is funny, because I was thinking about that on the way over here, and I'm like, man, I don't feel that any of my siblings view themselves as like from LA, like, but they also didn't spend as much time in LA like I did with my dad. Like, I was one who's going over there, and when I went over there, I'm hanging out in the street. Like, me and my cousin, we run the streets, we run the mall, we're doing all sorts of stuff. Like,
yeah,
like,
see, that's a whole lot.
But we're, backstory, we're from Pasadena.
Yeah.
Altadena. Oh. And that, I mean, Alphadina. Hey.
Shout out.
Dina in the house. Yeah, like, it's different because, like.
Dina was a whole, it's a whole other place. Being from Pasadena, you get so many different reactions.
Oh, you're from Pasadena?
Oh, you're from Pasadena. Oh. Or you kind of get banged on, but not get banged on.
Yeah,
or,
low key, all the time. Like, oh, idiot. No, honey, I'm not, no, nothing.
You get a rare intelligent reaction. Isn't JPL there?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you guys have the Rose Parade?
Oh, okay, cool. Oh.
Very intelligent.
Oh, I love Pasadena. Pasadena's beautiful. Like, I'm like, yeah, thank you. I know, right?
I know, it's cool. Right? It's cool. But you also have to know the plugs
mm-hmm.
in Pasadena to have a cool experience. If you just True. Come out there and you just
but everybody knows everybody, so like, we all got the plug. It's just whether or not you fuck with them anymore or not.
Yeah.
Like,
and, or, because I know out of towners be really interesting to me when they go to Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd be like, you're so shocked by the whole environment. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's very normal. If you talk to somebody from Pasadena, you'll be shocked at how they talk to you. Because we're not aggressive at all.
No.
We might act like it once we see who you is.
We're low-key until we don't need you anymore. Until it's like, okay, so what's up?
What you want?
Where are we doing this, though?
Yeah, what you... Okay.
We can go to Sunny Slope anytime. Like,
where are we doing this at? But I noticed in high school it was more fun. I can't use the word I wanted. Gentrified.
Yeah, because, I mean, I, not now, but was recently working at a school in Pasadena, right below Mir. true. Like right below the freeway.
Yeah.
Where Cleveland Elementary used to be.
I'm kind of trying to figure out how you get this gentrified, but who? Oh,
man.
That's another episode.
I mean,
we're gonna talk about this.
I mean, it does have a little bit to do with JPL. We like the lots of our students specifically, my school specifically, lots of our students' parents work at JPL, and a lot of them are just here for like.
But the students that go to JPL now, it's not the same. It's more laid back, and I noticed that because when we would go on our field trips, it would be like people with gauges and.
See, I never went. I never had a field trip there.
Okay, if you went to the white schools in Pasadena, you was in the game. I went at elementary schools. I could say I went to white schools. Yes, I sure did. I'm from Pasadena.
Oh, I went to Altadena Elementary. One of my girls. She was my best friend.
You could say I'm bougie. I am very cultured. Thank you very much.
it's important to be well rounded,
and you know. Yeah, I grew up in the hood. Don't get me wrong. I grew up in the hood, the heart of Pasadena. But I went to white schools. And I can say it's a different aspect.
I mean, Wilson was pretty.
Wilson was borderline. Because we turned that bitch out.
Yeah, we did.
We turned that bitch out.
They used to be. And then we came and was like, nah, this is us now.
I went to like elementary. I went to like Hamilton. That's a white school in Pasadena. You go. I mean, we were straight across the street from McKinley. Basically.
Yeah. Like,
that's a white school.
Mm-hmm. I went to Dominito, but only for fifth grade.
And like in the 50s, in Pasadena, if you were in a part of Pasadena, which is mad crazy, and like I had to really look up the history. That part of Pasadena was all black at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? If you ever went to the Sunrise Church, Sun Hill, it's on a low part of Pasadena. Most black families, their families actually went there and stopped going because it ended up becoming kind of white down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Old Town was all black. The Rose Bowl was owned by a black man. So.
Oh, man. Rose Bowl.
It's just kind of crazy how to look at certain areas in Pasadena and be like, yeah, this. Like, Hamilton, that's a white area. I lived on both parts of Pasadena. That's my hometown. When I say that's my hometown, I know. Passing it in and out. That's why I look at the new generation. I'd be like, wow, they really don't know.
They don't. Like,
have you ever walked from your house to Old Town?
I mean, and when
see,
I lived.
And Trina laughs at this. Because we used to be able to walk a whole hour, peep game, walk a whole hour, not be tired, not be out of breath from Altadena all the way to Old Town. Now us looking back on that, that's some ways.
That's a mission. We used to bust that mission like when
every
I was
Friday.
When I was a kid.
Every
when
Friday.
I was a kid though, because we went to church down there. We went to church, so my church was just past
the little. Yeah.
It's just past like Old Town. Then there's the Rusnick Jaguar car dealership.
Yeah,
my church is across the street from there.
The rural area.
So like. Yeah, now it's a historical landmark, but and I think Maranatha took over part of that part of that building. That was my church. We walked from out. We lived across from the graveyard, Altadena.
Okay.
On Sacramento, we walked that bitch. Well, then it's time for church. We're going.
We gotta go.
All four of us.
See that I didn't like doing all that.
Busting missions. That's you wanna go bust a mission?
But we wanna go bust a mission.
Walk for days.
This is before like we had licenses and shit.
Before we had anything.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some shoes?
Right,
comfortable.
Now,
hell
when
yeah.
I bust that mission. Hell to no.
Nah.
Even if I had to get on the bus, you got me fucked up. I'm not walking from Altadena to Old Town.
The free bus that ain't free no more?
When you 15, 16.
Yeah, you with your friends, family,
every
whatever.
Every Friday, mind you, Old Town, the movie theater.
See, I don't know nothing about nothing on Fridays.
See, because it's in the house.
Praising Jesus.
My ass okay, I'm gonna see you on Monday. You knew I was.
I'm like, man, all my friends know I can't go out Friday nights and Saturday morning, so.
I think even at school, my friends, even at school, understood I was grown already in some weird way.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because I did grown people shit.
I just had to do it.
For the lifetime achievement award. You gotta manifest shit.
You do.
I really do. I don't want a Nobel Peace. I know I'm not gonna get one of those.
I mean,
if I do, it's because I'm probably like 50.
I'd rather have like a humanitarian award of some kind to be like, you helped out.
Helped so many
children.
Yeah, like
in need with your, you know, like.
Nobel Peace Prize. Because Nobel Peace Prizes, I just feel like, are for people that like throwing how smart they are in your face.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I know you're a fucking genius, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need a Nobel Peace Prize to prove that you're a genius. But the one person that I am happy that got a Nobel Peace Prize, Kendrick Lamar. That was dope.
That's dope.
Like, that's a whole nother different type of smart.
Mm-hmm. But still, it's art.
Yeah. And like, motherfuckers that, like, actually, like.
Which I need him to put something out, man.
Everybody's waiting for him to put something out. Because I wish he would have put something out during the pandemic. But, you know, maybe.
But I'm sure he's working on other stuff. Like, I mean, he is working on other stuff. Like, whether it's, like, just personal, family, yeah, like, you know. Just. His own growth.
It just sucks. Like, it's like one of those, like, damn. I thought he was gonna be in quarantine lockdown and be like, boom, bam.
Like, I'm gonna name my first son Kendrick.
For real? I wanted to name my first
son. I just don't like Kenny as a nickname.
I was gonna have his middle name be Lamar.
I like Kendrick is like a solid, strong, long name, like for a boy. Like Kendrick.
That's nice.
But I don't like Ken or Kenny.
Yeah, that's weird.
Nah. Ken Ken, nah.
Ken Ken.
Kenneth.
Ken. Not like, I have a few friends named Kenneth, so I'm not gonna like
that. I dated a Kenny. And
but like, ugh. I never really like thought that was like an attractive name for any boy.
It's not.
Kenneth.
I don't like Kenneth.
It's the.
At the end.
It makes me like.
It's like a lisp.
Yeah.
Like, Kenneth. It's too much.
Let me stop.
Oh, man.
Okay, so.
I mean, this it's our first, it's our pilot.
Our pilot episode. So, okay.
Seeing
so
where things take us.
The thing is, so. Borderline talking to somebody. I don't like talking to people.
Like, romantically?
Even
that. Or, like...
I think I'm starting to get antisocial. Is that a...
more than... You're anti-anti?
Anti-anti.
Anti.
You see how more than... You heard that. I know y'all heard that shit. Yeah. I'm starting to get a little bit like, ew. I'm getting grossed out.
It's like,
just to be okay, I'm gonna see, this is the thing, like, talking, when you talk and it gets like to that point of where it's games and like it's just weird for me. I'm not the one that goes with like games. Is that,
yeah, some people like
being
that
difficult.
Like they like that chase, they like that, like, not, hard to get, or that, you know,
don't chase me
difficult,
you're gonna
whatever,
be chasing forever. That's
yeah.
Like, I feel that way in a way, cause it's not, I don't be like, oh yeah, let me play this game with you. I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to certain things.
I could be more straightforward to the people I don't like. I feel like the people I do like, I'm straightforward with because I like them, so I want
to,
like...
I'm straightforward with everybody when it comes to me just being friends with you. Like, I don't hurt your feelings, so I'm not no asshole about it. I that's crazy. When I hear people say different shit and different stories, it's, like, mad crazy. Like, yo, they let you talk to them like that? Like, Like, and they just took it?
Took it on the chin like nothing.
Took it on the chin like that? Like, yo, that's crazy. But I'm more of, we could be friends, you feel me? I'm not aggressive. I'm not egotistical. Mm-hmm. I'm just not, man. That's weird.
Yeah.
A lot of people are nowadays, which is kind of crazy. I feel like the new generation of dating is weird.
It is.
Y'all like texting too much and being on social media. Y'all base social media.
Everything.
On everything.
Like your movements.
Social media is not everything I do. Oof.
It's barely anything I do. I follow comedians and food. Like, I'm not...
food. If you see what food I follow, you'd be like, oh, you're such a fat ass. Yes, I love food. So, note that. Once y'all find out who I am, note that. Make sure. Because, you know...
I'm like, well, I'm going to try this.
For all the people that you know. You know. Grown folk business.
Oh.
Man. Yeah, so I feel like the people that actually follow me, though, like my art a lot and be scared to talk to me. Like I'm not a regular person in some weird way.
Well, yeah, because you make art and sell it and, you know... That's,
I'm a regular person.
You are a regular person.
But I don't take no shit. So. And I think the people that follow me see that. So it's no shenanigans. But y'all can talk to me, man. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I ain't no weirdo or nothing. I just be pain and shit. So. Back to. People being weird. Because I have some shit on my mind that I want to ask.
There's so much. And we were like, we're not talking about dating right now. But
see,
it's,
this is the main
it's
topic. Just,
it's too prevalent. Yeah, it's too like prevalent. Our normal.
In this whole quarantine, I've been finding out a lot.
People be thirsty in this quarantine. Like
thirsty and I see
and trifling.
It's some of it is mental health, though, I'm noticing. Like, if you have cleansed through this quarantine, mind you, cleansing means mentally, physically, cleansing,
emotionally,
cleansing
spiritually.
Just cleansing, like chilling out, taking a time out to self-heal from certain things, not really being around a lot of people, but, you know, relaxing. Because you, through all this pandemic and everything, you do need to relax your mind because it's a lot of stress. People have lost their jobs, so I'm understanding more.
Lost jobs, lost loved ones, lost,
yeah, so,
you know
it's a lot that's going on. And I've noticed a lot of people are not taking the time to self-heal through this time. Mm-hmm. And most are, which is shocking to me. I thought a lot of people were going to wild out, and a lot of people are not wilding out, but I'm noticing a number of people that are. And it's shocking to me, in a way.
Yeah. But it's the people who weren't doing that in the normal time, you know?
I've noticed
like,
people are drinking way more.
Oh, yeah. Because they're just there. Like, and if you're in your house all day long, then, like, you're eating more, you're drinking more, you're doing all that stuff more. Because before, you got home at 5, 6 o'clock, whatever, and you have that time for dinner and a drink. Man. Whereas, like, it's like, 10 o'clock, I can have a Bloody Mary. I can have a mimosa. Like,
yeah.
You're just there all day.
All day.
And you have to, like, be strong about it and not, or not be snacking all day just because the food's there and now you're bored. Like,
yeah, then this is what comes into mind. A lot of people are not into spiritually exercising and doing certain things for their body. And it's starting to be a little bit weird. Americans are getting a little bit lazy now.
Lazier than we already were.
Yeah, like, this technology shit and, like, like, bro, we gotta exercise. You wanna live long, especially if this whole virus situation, I'm just gonna say situation, because my views on certain things ain't quite where a lot of people's heads at, but that's from detoxing and cleansing a lot. I fast. I've been fasting my whole life, for real. I might pig out and eat certain shit here and there that I ain't supposed to be eating, but fasting, detoxing. A lot of people be like, dang, you look young for your age, and it's because I fast a lot. But that's also because I have one bad habit that I can say that, like, yo, fasting helps. You feel me? Because I'm getting rid of toxins in my body.
Yeah.
And I also eat very healthy. Besides, like, picking out and treating myself here and there. Mm-hmm. Like, most of my friends see what I eat and be like, dang, that's all you know. They know I eat chicken, but I will order some off the wall shit, and you'll be like, that's what you eat. Yep. Like, I don't see my friends be like, yo, wow, you will eat this and won't eat certain things, but I also smoke pot. You feel me? So, watching people eat certain shit, like all these fast food places where I live around, do you know how many people actually, like, I see go to these fast? You're not cooking at home. At home, man.
Yeah.
The fuck? We're gonna fuck around and die eating all this fast food.
Which, like, this, the
people are getting colon cancer. You feel me? At 30, 40 years old. That is young. You feel me? So just think 10 years from now, 20 years from now, a 20-year-old getting colon cancer because of the shit that you're eating and not fasting and not exercising and not taking vitamins and shit.
Just having a healthy lifestyle. Like, I've been able to, like, cook dinner every night because we're at home every day, and I'm like, alright, well, it's 1 o'clock, let me start marinating some stuff. Like, let me get have an idea of art, you know,
it relaxes your mind.
Even getting my nieces into it, like, hey, somebody's gonna help me tomorrow, we're gonna make this, like, you know, it's important to have that. And like, and that's how I grew up. Like, I didn't grow up eating, like, shitty foods. Like, I grew up with my mom cooking us meals, and, like, we helped her, well, me and my brother, my little brother mostly, but, like, she taught us how to cook. Like, you need to know how to do this, because eventually you're going to live on your own and you're going to need food. You can't be eating out every night as it gets expensive. Like, unless you're a millionaire, even then, like, you can't just be spending, wasting your money like that.
What is the worst type of relationship you had with somebody that was unhealthy?
Oh.
It was unhealthy. No names.
The word, okay, like, unhealthy in any form of the word, like, because you have, like, unhealthy, like, eating, unhealthy lifestyle, unhealthy,
toxicness. Toxicness.
Like, manners.
Toxic.
I mean, unfortunately, the majority of my, like, many of my relationships have been unhealthy in some capacity.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The last one was the best one I had, and probably the only one that wasn't, like, in some way.
Was that white dude? Was he toxic?
The guy I was engaged to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we didn't get married. When we got married, it was a relationship.
Yes.
Because he was older and he had kids, and I wasn't a mother. I'm not a mother. So for him, it was like, oh, you're 25, what do you know? Like, well, first of all, why would you be with somebody if you felt like they were too immature to either, like, take care of your kids or be a mother to your new kids? Like, oh, well, you're not a mom, so how would you know how to? Because I have common sense, and lots of parenting is fucking common sense.
So if you guys hear me smacking, I'm chilling.
She's smacking. Yeah. That's why.
I'm smacking. I'm sorry. This shit's mom.
I told you. Rob's Grill. Rob's whatever. Rob's.
Shout out to Rob's Grill. Man.
El Monte. Chili cheese fries with the season fries.
They fire. I know I just talked about eating healthy and shit.
But I had to. I needed you to. I'm not.
These motherfuckers is great.
My smoothies for dinner, but I was like, all right, I can share this. I can share this.
Smoothies would still been great.
Oh, no, I did. Like, that's what I'm doing, like, smoothies at dinner time.
Yeah.
Just great. So I'm not having, like, anything, like, super heavy. Heavy overnight. But yes, that white guy was toxic. It was a very toxic relationship. Like, other than the fact that he poisoned me with cigarettes on our first date because he chain smoked.
So you don't like cigarettes, but you tolerate me.
I tolerate you. But he chain smoked. Like, he was like, It was lit. He was lighting a cigarette while the other one was still burning. He's like, oh, yeah, like four more hits maybe before it was out, but it would be like, all right, light the new one with this old one. It was like he chain smoked like probably like easily half a pack.
I smoked like that
easily, and like the 2 hours we were hanging out, like to the point where I threw up.
That's mad drunk that night. I can't. That's mad drunk shit.
That was just him on a Tuesday. That was a very toxic relationship. Yeah, toxic, and it, unfortunately, I was engaged to him. But I was 25 and like 24 25. But that was toxic. Just him again, like in front of the kids, we're on a united front and say these are the rules. But then behind my back, oh, you can do whatever you want. Don't listen to her. She doesn't know anything.
Oh wow.
So, but I mean, luckily they still respected me.
Yes, enough to
die. Because they were good kids. But like, it easily could have been because they were teenagers. I'm 25 and his son's 15.
Oh yeah.
So. You know, so I'm closer to his kid's age than his age, or like equally pretty much.
Yeah.
No, I was closer to his kid's age, than his, because he was 40 and I was 25. But he felt like I was dumb, to say as an understatement. Like I was dumb. I don't know anything.
My toxicest relationship, I was like, man, I was 18, 19. It was toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I didn't know shit, and neither did that person. So, us living together at 18, 19, fresh out of school. Mm-hmm. You wanna know toxic, baby? What you know about putting each other in the hospital? Putting each other in the hospital. Just because y'all think that love is also violence.
When you're young and like that's what you see, like if that's like friends around you, family around you, if you see that, then that's what you think it is. That's what you think is okay. That's how the cycle of abuse continues in households.
I'm so not the violent type where it's mad weird that I even had a relationship like this.
Somebody could bring it out of you.
Yeah. To say the least, like, I survived that relationship, which is mad crazy.
Yeah.
I was in the hospital a few times. I had to sleep in a park by myself. Mind you, my little ass. It's like, when you're 18, 19, you feel like nothing bad can happen to you. So I wasn't really worried, because I was also working. But looking back on the situation now, when you're young, you're dumb.
Mm-hmm. But you don't know it because you're in it and you think that, oh well, I'm this age and I've experienced enough. I've experienced a couple things. Like
it happened to me in this relationship. And I'm happy that it didn't.
Yeah.
Because and it was very controlling. You know how when you're young you don't think certain shit is controlling. But as I got older and looking back on it, yeah, that shit was controlling. I couldn't talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't have no friends. I couldn't work.
Been there.
I couldn't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person was insecure. Now, if a motherfucker tell you you can't do certain things to better yourself, they're controlling.
Well, they get you away from your friends, family, the people who are going to either notice a change in you, who are going to assist you when you need help. Or possibly interfere or interject and like stop the abuse from happening. They get you away from that. I've been there, done that. That'll be a topic for it. I'm working that out through therapy. Like still, like that's my first relationship, first real boyfriend was the absolute most toxic relationship I ever had, to the point where I didn't date serious. I was 18 and it took me to 27 to date somebody
long term. To actually date somebody healthy.
Yeah, it took me till.
Like, do you know how that feels? What that, like?
You know who to have a good relationship.
It feels. That's how I know I'm different from a lot of people, because I'm not picky. I'm not by far.
You're not picky, but you have standards.
My standards are not even high. That's the thing. Like, the normal. Like, I think when people are interested in me, because I notice a certain behavior, and I didn't notice it when I was younger, and now I notice it. It's very. They don't know. They don't want me to judge them, and I don't come off as bougie. I don't come off as a ditty. I think I come off very intelligent, and that's why they're scared that I might judge them. Which is mad. It's weird to me, but I notice it. And I'm the total opposite. If you're more honest with me, bro, I'm gonna like you way more. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna like you way more. I'm not into material things. Material things, because where I come from, if you knew my family and knew certain things about me, which you guys will soon know, hopefully. But I'm still not impressed by material things. It just doesn't impress me. It's about your character for me. Like, if your character's cool and you lay back and you're about something, intelligence, you can have a good conversation. I'm not judgmental at all. People go through things in life. Life is an experience, a journey, and people go through certain different things. Empathy is a big thing for me now. Mm-hmm. Empathy. I have to have empathy for people, which I hope people actually get to understand. That's probably a new word for some of y'all. Empathy. It's man. When I was 25, 24, I had empathy. I think I'm a very caring person, but I didn't really understand it to the extent of now.
I mean, it can be hard to, like, think of somebody else's perspective. Think of, like, okay, how would I feel if that happened to me? And then feel those feelings.
Yeah, and not to be judgmental and not to be like, oh, well, this is what I would do. Have empathy. Because if you have not ever been put in a situation like that, you don't know what you would do.
No.
Just like that person. No. So you have to have empathy, man.
Because you can be sympathetic, like, oh, I'm sad for your loss. That's sympathetic. But empathetic is like, wow, I feel what you're feeling.
Yeah.
Like, like, I'm crying with you right now because what you're giving off, I'm picking up, and I'm, like, full force. Like, that's empathetic. So people, and even sympathy is kind of like this, like it's surface. Like, and some people can't get past that surface. Okay. Like,
what is the worst sex you ever had? worst sex?
The worst
I
sex?
Didn't hear the question.
We'll see. Okay.
Y'all got your kids around, so that's why I whispered that.
Yeah. We're gonna get. Well, we're not gonna get too graphic, but send your kids away if they're there, or if you have soft ears or whatever. Yeah. You know.
Mute some.
Yeah. Turn the volume down. I've had a. Like, I've had maybe 3 micro penises, and because of you limited sex with men, you may not have had any micros because of, you know, I've had 3. I can think of 3 right now. It's possibly 4, but 3. And when I say micro, like micro is a term.
Fellatio.
You ass nigga. No, he's not a micro, even though his is not. Like, he has to, like, go real hard to, like, make me come, which he does. It's just, like, I don't. It's it it's not as big as he thinks it is. So for him to like have the comments that he has, I'm like, ooh, I could rip you a new one, but I won't, cause I'm not petty like that. I don't stoop that low. I don't need to like try to make you feel bad about yourself, like, cause it's not bad, it's good. It's just like,
just
know, I don't want that forever.
Just like, know, I would tell y'all my whole, well, I can, but it's like very, like, it's funny. It's mad funny.
My worst sex has to be the sex that I was like, I'd rather finger myself because I can feel it more than your, I don't even know if I can call it a dick, your penis, because it's not a dick, it's a penis.
Damn.
Yeah.
He was one of those.
Yeah, it was like not. I like felt bad, cause I'm like, oh, bro, like you're super nice. Like, we have.
See,
we
I never, get, like, I never had that problem, cause.
That's a.
Only if you guys knew.
Lucky you.
See. But I have had bad sex, which is like, wow. Like, when you're like, oh, well, you. Man. I've had, like, if you talk too much, like, or if you don't say nothing at all.
Do you just make your own cigarette right now?
Yeah.
No judgment. I'm just observing. I'm like, oh, shit, wait. You just crumpled up the little bits of,
yeah,
of your, and then yeah, there you no, go. I mean. Back in the day, they used to roll their own cigarettes, so...
Like, people don't know shit. You have to know what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing...
I mean, I've recently had some of the best sex I've ever had, which that's...
But that's not going to be on the podcast.
But that's because I'm 30, and I'm like, get unapologetically me. And I'm like, this is not... Life's too short for bad sex. I will not have bad sex with somebody twice. Okay, like, I won't.
Like, if you don't say nothing at all, like, that's like a, don't be a ooch ouch either. Y'all know what I'm saying. Ooch ouch.
Oh man.
That's like, man, you ruined it for me. But like, talking too much, like being mad loud.
See, would you rather somebody be too loud or, like, church mouse quiet?
Be church mouse quiet. I don't give a fuck.
At least you're saying
something. That's not awkward for you.
Nah, because I don't need you to be loud like that.
Well, there's sounds, there's like low stuff, like, so you know it's good, like, for her.
Loud,
like
if you're loud and we're both in that mood of being loud and, like, obnoxious with it, yes.
But you've never, like, it's never been so quiet that you're like, damn, is she enjoying this or not?
No.
No?
Nah.
Like, I
can honestly say that word to mother, man, on the Bible. Yo, I ain't never had no girl be, like, quiet. Mute. Never.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like... Like, if somebody, like, I've had, like...
It might start off
real like, quiet. Legit quiet. Like, there's no...
Because we're both trying to figure out...
It don't make any sounds.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out, like, what's going on. And I've had one incident to where it was like... And then it was like, oh, because of how it started.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of threw me off a little bit, but it wasn't like a whole 5 minutes of... What's going on here now? It was like 5 seconds. And then it was like, oh, okay. Wait a minute.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Like, there's sounds being made.
Yeah.
There's no sounds. And, like, I don't... Like, is this good for you? Like, I feel like guys just want to fuck. So, like, all sex is, like, good enough sex. Like,
that's not good, though.
But I'm like, I need to... Like, do you like what I'm doing? Like,
if the person's enjoying it, then there's something wrong with you. Because that's, I don't know how you gonna get, okay, if the girl just laying there and she quiet, like, how you getting off, for real, because it feels good, that's like a kind of like a turn off.
But like, see, that's what I'm saying, what though.
If I had a penis, like, I'd be totally like this, like.
But I, like, for me, as a female having sex with men, like, if the guy's not, there's, he's not making any, then I'm like, I don't, like,
nothing.
Like, I'm enjoying this. I hope you are. Like, I don't.
Guys are just weird like that.
I mean, they, yeah, they can be. But I've had.
See, if I was a guy, I wouldn't be like that, though. You feel me? Girls fake it, so you should fake it, too.
I've never faked it. Like, you.
But women like, do. And that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Guys need to but understand the game. What's the point? Me? What's the point of faking it if, like, I will not have bad sex twice with the same person. So I need you to know that that didn't work. Because either you better really convince me that we can do better next time.
Guys should be smarter than what they are.
Because I need that. Like, no.
It's a pretty girl, right? And her sex is I'll fuck again. I wouldn't ghost a girl because her sex is What I would do, I'll fake it just a little bit. Because then you get to hit again. You know, it will help your game. Peep game.
You mean, speaking if you were a guy?
Yes, it would help.
Yeah,
Most guys just fuck it up. Like,
nah.
You say stupid shit, they say stupid shit, and they fuck up or they ghost themselves. And it's like, you ghost yourself because...
I'd be ghosting niggas, like, left and right. Like, I'm not... If it's really bad. If it's, like, to the point where it's, like... Which is why I don't like... talking about sex, I'll talk about like my likes and dislikes and things I enjoy, but like I'm not trying to hype shit up because maybe I'm really not that good for you. But like when a nigga hypes themselves up and then gets down to it and it's like, oh, so what about all that talk you had? Because this shit's lame, bro. I'm good. I don't want to see you again.
I've never ghosted a female. I just be a friend and tell you I don't want to talk to you.
Nah, I don't need no friends.
I don't want no stalker type shit, you feel me? I'd rather be straightforward with you and tell you I'm not fucking with you. Because then, you know, the whole lingering on and shit like that's just not weird for me, you feel me? Like,
I mean, like I said, I need to be more direct with the people I'm not interested in. Because I do, that's my habit. I'm not interested anymore, like, ghost. But at recent events... I sent you those screenshots of the nigga who just didn't get it.
But see, that's
when I was like, I'm not interested. Oh, well, you didn't say it. I'm telling you now, though. I'm not interested. Well, you should be mature enough to... I'm telling you now, I'm not interested, bro. Like, you've been blocked. Like, that was months ago. And we never even met in person. Like, I'm good. I don't have any desire to know anything about you. Well, for future so that I can... No, there's no... I can't say... This is what you need to change for the next person you decide to talk to, because we, like, a week, and in that week it was like 3 days, and I was like, nah, I'm good. This is boring. Like, I'm not interested. So yes, again, I need to work on not just ghosting, because that's rude, maybe immature, whatever. But it's more of just like in the moment, like, nah, I'm good off this. And I'm like, delete everything. Like, all these messages done. Like, and for the most part, they get it. And they maybe text like 2, maybe 3 times. Like, hey, what's up? Like, how are you? What are you doing this weekend? Exactly. And then it's a week of nothing. And they're like, all right, cool. All right. And there's nothing.
But see, you're better than me. I don't see. I'm so involved in my art and... certain other, like, my art for real. Like, I haven't really dated since I really started my art. Like, I think I have one relationship, and I feel like when somebody's, that's why you have to, like, deal with people that's on your level.
That's true.
Like, if somebody's not on your level, they can either fuck up your shit, or the relationship is not gonna be solid.
Yeah.
Because the person's not on your level. That goes both ways, you feel me? Like, you have to, I don't know, make yourself a better person, if that's the right words to say. You feel me? Don't take my advice or anything like that. But all I'm saying from my experience is, if you're doing something and it's more of your attention is focused on business, and you will want to find somebody that's more business minded too, instead of somebody that's not doing anything with their lives. You want to find somebody that's on your level. And now I'm at that point, like, oh, okay, well, if you're not on my level, I can't really discuss too much with you. Which is crazy. My dating life is
zero at this point. But I've sacrificed that for so long, I'm kind of normal. It's numb. It's numbing to me. Like, I don't feel no type of way about it. Which I don't see as a problem now. Because maybe I'm at that point to where I want to settle down and actually date somebody. But then I'm kind of like, if it comes, it comes. I've always been that type of person. I never really stress it too much.
But that's, I mean, it's good. Like, that's what this past year for me being single has been. It's like, you know, I get so wrapped up in the relationship, doing what they want to do, like, doing everything for them, that, like, I'm like, nah, I'm gonna, like, get back to the things I love. Like, which is why I got back into my art. Like, something I used to do every single day, and I stopped forever. Like, it seemed like, it was like, man, like, I can't remember the last time I drew. Like, and so, at work, for the kids, draw them birthday cards, draw them Pokemon, because they all love them. Like, you know, and then, like, getting, like, okay, I'm gonna start working out. I need to start eating healthy. I need to take care of myself inside out. Like, doing all these things for me so that when somebody does come along, it's like, well, this is my life. Like, you're fitting into my life versus me always just jumping into whatever they're doing. Like, okay, how do our lives, like, mesh together so that nobody's giving up everything for the other person? Nobody's getting totally, you know, overwhelmed or totally, like, involved in, like, they no longer have their own life and have their own identity. Like, no, like, where do we fit in seamlessly? Like, and even now, like, not trying to jump in after a week, oh, so what are we? Are we dating? Are we boyfriend and girlfriend? It's like, no, like, I'm gonna take the time. Like, hey, I like you, you like me, let's see where this goes. But, like, not looking for a relationship, not looking for that thing. It's just, like, letting it happen naturally. Or even for that, it's like, well, I don't want a boyfriend right now, but I want to get to know somebody.
People that, like, are playing games with that whole scenario, and it's mad weird.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah, there's the people who are like, oh yeah, I don't want anything serious, but then, like, after a week, it's like, oh, are you my girlfriend? Are we exclusive? Like, no. Like,
I just want to talk to you and get to
know you. Like, I'm trying to get to know you, you get to know me, and we even see if this works. Like, but I'm trying to make moves. Like, we turned 30 this year. We're coming up on 31 next year. Like there's things that I want in my life soon. Yeah. And a partner would be great, but, like, I'm not about to have a partner fuck up my shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've been doing that for so long. So now it's about me.
Yeah.
Me getting my shit. I don't have kids. I don't have a partner. Like, I can be selfish right now.
Exactly.
And that way we can be selfish right now and get what we want. That the stuff we're hungry for, and then when somebody comes along that we're like, yeah, I want to, like, do this with you, I want you to be involved in it, then that's cool.
Exactly.
Like, but it's not me, like, oh, here, I'm just gonna throw all this shit away, that I don't need that, it's useless, all my interests.
Yeah.
What do you like to do? Like, no, hey, we go hiking on Sundays, we go to happy hour on this day, like, we do like, we have our things plus our careers, our jobs, our passions.
Bottle opener.
This is too, it's frozen.
Is it too frozen?
I mean, yours is more than mine, but yeah. I mean, I can't, my teeth are too sensitive to drink anything cold, anything with ice.
For real?
Yeah. After braces, these bitches are sensitive.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So it's gonna have to melt, though.
I'll have to save these for next time.
Maybe. Unless I do some.
Unless you drink them, but between now and then.
No, I'm not.
We'll have to figure out what day our podcast is going to be, but we're coming up on an hour, so.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was an hour of talking?
Yeah. Jesus. I told you, this would be a great idea. We'd talk for hours. About everything, anything. That's what it's unapologetically us. We just.
Yeah.
We are who we are, and if you don't like it, you know where the door is, bro. Peace.
Peace.
Deuces.
Yeah.
Like, we like who we are, we like who we're becoming.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Queens, unapologetically, yes.
Yeah.
Signing off.
Peace.